Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's a windowless room in Pierre where historians and researchers go to dig into South Dakota's past, but it's also an increasingly accessible digital wellspring of information. This week's Images of the Past looks into the South Dakota State Archives. You can find the post of it and some images there on our website, sdpb.org/images of the past. Joining us for a little more on this conversation from Pierre, manuscript archivist Matthew Reitzel. Welcome.
Hello, Lori. Thank you.
Thank you. And you have a talk coming up, Murder in the Archives, at 7 p.m. Is that tonight?
Yeah, it's tonight at the Capitol Lake Visitor Center here in Pierre. Yeah.
Fabulous. Give us an idea of what that presentation will be, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the digital archives.
Well, kind of its main genesis, I guess, is within a collection of files we have here at State Archives known as the Murder Files. And this was a collection of materials that was researched and compiled by former staff member Carol Jennings here at the State Archives. And just over her time here, she would just come across, you know, various murders, some more well-known, some not known really at all. And she would just kind of make references to them. So that's kind of where that's coming from. My presentation tonight will include 12 murders in the state of South Dakota. And within the entirety of the murder files that Carol had put together, there is 234 individual incidents of murder in the state of South Dakota in that one collection. So
wow.
It's a good place to start for me doing this presentation, and Carol helped me find some other items as well in the state archives collections that we have. So that's kind of where that's coming from.
And give me an idea of the date ranges then for the murders you're going to talk about in your presentation.
The earliest one we were able to find is from March of 1832 along Cherry Creek, and there was two individuals who had a confrontation during the fur trade era. And the interesting part about that is they took the person who committed the murder, sent him down to St. Louis, supposedly to stand trial. His trial came. There was no one there to basically try him, I guess. No one showed up. So he was just set free. And then he came back to before Dakota Territory and continued fur trapping, I guess. And then the latest one we have is for George Sitz, who was electrocuted. The main one with that is the electric chair used in that electrocution is in the collections of the museum here at the State Historical Society. So I got an image of that from the folks at the museum. And then some of the different, mostly what we're dealing with is the newspaper articles dealing with various murders. And one of the interesting things I guess I've taken from this is that there's the actual murder event itself, which in some ways is its own story. And then there's the trial part, which is a completely separate story. And, you know, you have newspapers where they're giving witness testimony and very detailed descriptions of the trial and the murders and, you know, all of this stuff to sell newspapers in many instances.
Wow.
But it's
right.
And then along with the newspapers, there's also the other collections that we have here at the State Archives. I mentioned George Sitz. Within our collections, we have a letter that he had sent to his lawyer, just kind of talking about his case and stuff like that, so I mentioned that. We have a number of photographs of one in particular, Charles Brown, who's hanged in Deadwood. We have the actual photographs of him when he was hanged, kind of the before and after, and you see the scaffolding and all the people around it. One of the interesting things about that hanging is that it listed a number of people were there to see it, and in the photo you can see all the people around the scaffolding, but then there's people on the roofs of some of the adjacent buildings, so you see people sitting on the roofs. And the newspaper also says there's people like in the hills of Deadwood watching this hanging, and if you zoom in far enough, you can actually see all these people, you know, they're on their porch in their house or standing on roofs trying to get a picture or try to look at this event.
Wow. As you sort of did your research and kind of go through those files, or, you know, how did that sort of impact you? It's a heavy topic.
Yeah, it's depressing and pretty sad. I keep telling myself I need to do a history of like kittens and puppies. And
right.
South Dakota.
I was gonna say, is there like a sunshine that file there?
Yeah. I mean, the saddest one for me, I guess, was an Ellen Fox and her daughter Mildred, who were murdered up near Bixby in Perkins County. And the sad thing about that one is we have a photo of them, and they're standing in front of their sod house. And like I'm mentioning tonight, you know, we have thousands of images of these homesteaders who are, you know, proud to stand in front of their little tar paper shack or sod house or something. And with that case, in that instance, they were killed in their home, and then the home was burned down. So you see this picture of these two people who were killed. They were killed in that house that they're standing in front of, and then it was burned to the ground. So that was... that was probably the saddest for me personally, I guess, for all these stories.
Were the killers brought to justice in that case?
For that one, yeah. Joe Rickman, he was hanged shortly thereafter. And one of the, I don't know if I'd call it an odd twist of fate or what you'd call it, but we also have a photo of him standing in front of his sod house. He's like standing in front of the door and kind of playing a fiddle, I guess. So probably... those images, they only lived half a mile away from each other, and it's probably the same photographer who took those two images, you know, before those events happened. So wow. and that's kind of the, you know, the main story is the murders and things that are going on. The backstory is we're trying to show all of this different stuff that we have in the state archives that we've collected and preserved and make available for various people, and are showing it in this presentation. So that's what's really going on. We're kind of promoting the state archives by saying, you know, here's this event, here's all the other things we have in our collection that can kind of show more about that. I know with the Fox murder there, we also have a map of Perkins County from about that time period. So, I mean, you can pinpoint on the map, you know, where they were living at the time and things like that. So it's really just a promotion of the state archives and collections that we have.
So let's get to that, because on our website, sdpb.org/images of the past, we have this wonderful post. Brian Gevick was even talking about finding some SDPB's Brian Gevick, I should say, finding some things about his own family here. And there's some fabulous pictures just on our blog post of things that you have that exist in the state archives. And tell us a little bit about the process, you know, to digitize the archives and where... what do we have access to right now digitally?
The two things that were mentioned on the blog post, one was South Dakota Digital Archives, and that's mainly photographs. There's over 65,000 images now available online and also searchable, which makes it that much better. So if you're looking for a particular town, if you're looking for depots, if you're looking for agricultural-related images, I had a researcher once who called and was interested in doing a book on the history of outhouses. And I typed an outhouse, and it brought in over like 200 images on the digital archive. So there's all kinds of different historical topics as far as images are concerned. The other part of Brian's blog post is the Chronicling America newspaper website. And that has currently, I think there's 25 South Dakota newspapers from 14 towns that have been digitized and are put on the Chronicling America website through the Library of Congress. And I think what Brian had found on his family was just doing a search there on the Chronicling America site. All those newspapers are before 1923. I believe the earliest ones are from Yankton from the late 1870s. And I reference in the presentation both images from the digital archives and also newspaper headlines from the Chronicling America website. So it's just another resource for researchers, people who are interested in various kind of topics. I know it was kind of interesting. Last week here at the State Archives, there was a person doing a research on a murder back in their hometown, and it wasn't what I'm talking about. There was a list in the murder files. So, I mean, we get researchers who come here who are interested in numerous different topics.
Right. And what kind of services are available? So I want to learn about something. Do I, email you ahead of time? Do I just come down? Do I fill out a request? How does it work?
It is good to get a hold of us ahead of time, especially if you're looking to do larger research or if you have something specific in mind, I guess, that you're looking at. But regardless, you can just show up and we can kind of get you started. A lot of people who come here to do research are doing genealogy work, which includes the newspapers, again, but also census and naturalization records and other government records that we might have that would be helpful for them that way. But we also have our library here, the State Archives, which includes other town and county histories, which tends to be referenced the most, but other topics on Dakota Territory, South Dakota authors, things like that. So it's always good to just let us know, I guess, and we can kind of figure out what we have that might be helpful for researchers and let them know that we have a lot of different things available.
So many stories to tell. So
exactly.
Matthew Reitzel, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for your time. Have a good one, Lori.
Reitzel is a manuscript archivist for the State Archives. You can find images of the past at sdpb.org/images-of-the-past. And Murder in the Archives is at 7 p.m. Central Time at the State Cultural Heritage Center and Pier. And that is tonight, presentation by Matthew Reitzel.